Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we perceive the impact of separation on inner life as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 113, written by Ilang Kiranar. The verse is set in the Pali landscape or the drylands and speaks in the surprised voice of a man to himself as he reflects on his parting from the lady. உளை அணந்து உண்ட இறை வாங்கு உயர்ச்சினை புல் அறை இரத்தி பொதிப்புறப் பசுங்காய் கல்சேர் சிறுநெறி மழ்கத்தா அம்பெருங்காடு இறந்தும் எய்த வந்தனவால் அருஞ்செயல் பொருட்பினி முன்னி யாமே சேரும் மடந்தை என்றலின் தான் தன் நெய்தல் உண்கண் பைதல் கூற பின்னிருங் கூந்தலின் மறையினல் பெரிது அழிந்து உதியன் மண்டிய ஒளிதலை நாட்பின் இம்மென் பெருங்களத்து இயவர் ஊதும் ஆம்பளம் குழலின் ஏங்கி களங்கு அனர் உருவோல் புலம்புகொள் நோக்கே. The poem opens with an image of a high branch echoed by the word Uyar Sinai of the Indian jujube tree, the Irathi or Ilandamaram as it's called today. Ulai, the word meaning work in contemporary Tamil, refers to a deer here. Anandu, which means uplifted head, tells me that this could be the root of Annandu that's used to mean the same now. Yet again, seeking of wealth is characterized as an affliction in Porutpini. Kundalin Marayinal brings before our eyes the striking image of a girl hiding behind her tresses. Words like paidal, alindu, yengi, kalangu, anar and pulambu reverberate with different shades of sadness. In the midst of all this distress is a natpu or battlefield and a kulal or flute. What a stunning montage. Let's delve in to see the full story. The man and woman have recently married and circumstances arise so as to make the man leave on a journey, parting from the lady. One day, as the man walks on his path through the drylands, he remarks to himself, "The high branches of the Irathi tree twisted to the side by deer lifting their heads and tearing at the leaves, sheds its full-bodied fleshy fruits on the stone-filled narrow path. Even though I walk on this path through this huge forest, right before my eyes appears that glance. The moment I said, my young girl, afflicted by the desire to gather that hard to attain wealth, I intend to leave on a journey, her water lily-like eyes filled with distress as she tried to cover her face behind her dark tresses, utterly shaken. Like the stirring music from amal flutes played by musicians on that furious sound-filled battlefield of the Chera king Udayan, she shed tears filled with agony and glanced at me in desolation." With these words, the man expresses the intensity of love that is pulling him back as he walks on his path. Beyond mere glances, let's observe this work deeply, inspired by the poet himself. A moment to pause at the Irathi tree. The tree stands there alone, but the poem shows you more. By pointing to a twisted branch, the poem brings before our eyes the image of a deer lifting its head up, pulling the branch down to feed on its leaves, and because of this action, the branch doesn't break, but it's bent nevertheless. To see so much from the mere sight of a branch is testimony to the observation and inferential skills of those poets. Returning back to the poem, the man says that here is this tree that has shed its fleshy fruits on the ground beneath. This is the path he walks on, a narrow stone-filled path through the forest. This is his reality, and yet he sees something else right before his eyes. He sees his lady at the moment he conveyed to her of his intention to leave. That moment, her dark eyes, akin to a lily, spoke of a deep sadness, and to not let the man see it, she hid her face behind her flowing hair. She was the picture of utter grief, and she cried. In the sound of her cry, the man tells us a little about the history of his land. He brings before our eyes a battlefield thundering with rage, roaring with noises many. In this battlefield, we meet a Chera king, Udayan, who is said to be the earliest known Chera king. The king may seem to be battling on the field like any other ruler, but what sets him apart is his strategy. He brings not only spear-wielding soldiers, but also musicians who play the amber kulal or flutes with handles like a water lily. What is such soul-stirring music doing on the battlefield? Udayan's wisdom tells him that the fury of soldiers will be calmed by the music of these flutes. Art blooms as a red rose, absorbing the bloodshed of this battlefield. The man talks about these flutes only to place them in parallel to the tears of the lady. Her eyes, filled with tears, is the image that arises before the man's eyes, although he has travelled miles away from her. Like the man's memory of his lady far away, this verse made the Tamil film song Evano Oruvan Vasikindran from the movie Alaipayude echo in my ears. A song which speaks about the pain of separation between a young couple. The haunting music of flutes in that song and the lines அந்த குழலை போல் அழுவதற்கு அத்தனை கண்கள் எனக்கில்லையே. Meaning, to cry like that flute, I possess not eyes that many, brings a 2000-year-old Sangam poem and a 21st century song on the same page. Glancing back once again, we see the opening image of the poem. A branch bent by a deer that pulled and grazed on its leaves. The branch is twisted in the memory of that deer's tug, but not broken. Likewise, the man's heart is tug by the memories of his lady's distress, her flute-like tears, and we understand that although bent by emotion, the man will journey on unbroken to fulfill his duty. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.